Welcome to the Star Zone. I'm Patty Spagnuolo. From resource fairs geared towards our students to arts and entertainment aimed to connect with our community, Lansing Community College hosts many events throughout the year, and the Star Zone gives you a rundown on what's on the way, where it's happening, and how you can get into the zone at LCC. Well, hello, welcome to the show. Today, my guest is Taylor Vaught. Taylor has been in many roles at LCC since 2011, all of which have focused on helping students. He is a proud LCC alum and is a graduate of Siena Heights University. Taylor currently works in the admissions office assisting students with their next steps in the college process. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Taylor today is here to talk about the Program and Career Showcase. So let's start out with what is this event, first of all?
So the Program and Career Showcase, this is an event for departments to get out, departments and programs to get out and just to toot their own horn, just to talk about their program, give those fun facts like we're, you know, ranked number 3 in the nation, or honestly, just like give some information to these students. So help them make a decision about college.
And when is this event being held?
This is going to be on March 25th, which I believe is the last Wednesday of March coming up.
Okay.
And it'll be housed at our LCC West Campus. It's going to be in their main mall hallway type area. But we'll have as many departments as possible out and just getting to showcase their areas.
And so who is the audience for this event?
So the audience is mainly prospective students. A lot of this is detailed out to high schoolers just so that way they can come in, try to help make a decision on the career pathway that they want to get into. But honestly, anybody who's interested in enrolling at LCC or even current students show up too, just in case they might change their mind from psychology to biology.
So I noticed it's running from 4 to 6. Are you hoping to get like the parents as well? So in other words, the buses aren't coming from the schools. People are coming after they get out of work and that kind of stuff. Is it like a family event?
We always welcome family because even though there's one student who might come, most of the time they bring a sibling that might be a freshman in high school and they're still kind of interested in stuff. So we want anybody who's interested. Family is always welcome. Bring your auntie, your uncle, your grandma, your grandpa, everybody.
Should they register beforehand?
Yes. It is not required, but it just helps with us, one, being able to see how many people are showing up, but also brand new students who register and attend the event will be entered for a $500 scholarship drawing.
Oh, that's awesome. Do they have to be present to win?
Yes, preferably. Okay. We will go off of who has been there, so okay. I'll make sure for sure it's somebody who actually attended. But they, if they register, attend, and enroll for fall of 2026, they'll be entered to win.
Okay. Many of the LCC programs do roll into bachelor's degrees for transfer. So if a student knows that they want to transfer, is this still an event for them to go to?
Yes. One, they can kind of get a little bit of an idea of the classes they're going to be taking here at LCC, but so many instructors in each area, they're professionals in their fields. So they can kind of help navigate like, yeah, for sure, this is what it's going to look like here at LCC. Once you get over to Central or U of M, this might be what you're looking at once you get there too.
And of course, our West Campus is just beautiful. It's easy to park. I love West Campus.
It is. So it's one of the best.
Yeah. So whenever there's an event there, I feel like it's a great big carnival or something. But so what kind of activities will be available?
There's all sorts of them. So areas such as like our geospatial program, if you haven't seen the drone flyers out there, they have the robot dog, which is really cool. It gets to interact with students. Biology last year was one of our biggest displays because they were up there concocting something, but it had they were on the second floor. I was on the first floor, you know, mingling with students, but they had everybody's attention upstairs. So I'm already super excited to have them back again. Welding is going to be out there just in case somebody's looking for a little bit of hands-on like view of how things work with that. The health area, such as nursing and our EMTs, like they had actual displays show people about like CPR and all that stuff too. So it's all sorts of events, all sorts of learning areas for it.
Wow. That just sounds like so much fun, like a family night out. I don't know why. Yeah. To me, it's like, oh my gosh,
we got really good interaction last year and people loved it. And I just got so much good feedback from students. So
awesome.
I'm glad to have it back.
Do you guys do any follow-up, like when a student applies or surveys that say, you know, what events did you attend at LCC that really made an impact?
Not just yet, but that is coming up. So
we are
utilizing some new systems here and trying to track our students a little bit better. So that way we can be like, hey, yeah, I know you came to this event. Like, yeah, did you have any specific feedback? Or is there something about this that you want to see in other events that we do?
Right. Yeah. And that kind of also tells you then what events are, you know, worthwhile.
Yes.
What does the community need?
Yep.
You know? So what do you think, just switching gears a little bit from the event, what do you think is the most confusing thing to students looking at LCC's entire list of programs? Because sometimes it's almost like there's too much.
There is. I believe we have over 200 degrees and certificates available for students. So that might be a little overwhelming at times. I think if you have any idea of where you would want to go with this, like for your major, you would try to focus in that area. They actually just updated the degrees and programs page to have a search engine on it, like built in. So it's kind of nice if you're thinking about any of the sciences, you can just start typing it in and it's going to shorten that list tremendously for you. You're not going to see the trades, or you might not see psychology. That way you can kind of focus on just the sciences. And if there's any confusion on it, I always tell students, maybe just start with the general. Like, don't even have to worry about picking something specific right now. Start with a general studies degree. You can get your main transfer stuff done, but also you'll have that freedom to be like, you know what, I like psychology. I want to pursue this. Or maybe I want to look at a trade or something within the health careers area too.
You know, the other thing that I think sometimes is confusing for students is they see the name of like the degree, but they don't really understand what the work life is like.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you're really going to be doing with this degree. You know, like maybe I'm throwing this out there because I have no idea. But like, let's say if you're going into some environmental science type of thing, you could maybe end up testing water across the country for a specific chemical, you know, whatever. I mean, but we don't know that. And it's like, is that highlighted anywhere? Like, you know, here's what you could be doing.
That depends. I have noticed in some of our descriptions, like it does kind of give a guiding, like this is intended for students looking to go in. Honestly, for most of our biology stuff, especially for students who are looking to transfer on, it specifies like this degree particulars for those transferring on to 4 years. So it doesn't totally specify like, hey, you could be out here, yeah, testing water or anything like that. That one is more of a probably talking to somebody in the department, one of the instructors who's done this out in the field before.
Okay. Yeah. So they get that experience.
I was like, they get to come do that at the program and career showcase.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. They get to see, hey. Yeah. I just always think that's important because I think students don't always connect those dots. And there's some really good programs out there, but because of the name,
they don't know.
You'd never make that connection. I mean, sometimes I want to go back and be a student now when I realize, oh, I could be doing this. Wow. So what's your favorite thing about this event?
My favorite is the student interaction. I love getting to meet brand new students who are just getting started out at LCC. Those who, especially when they have like unique questions like that, because I'm a troubleshooter type guy. So if I don't know it, then I'm like, oh, we got something to work on. So I'm you know, working the scene, being able to go around and be like, oh, you should talk to this instructor over here or this department over here. So that's one of my biggest part. I love interacting with students. And honestly, it's kind of nice getting the community together. Like I've gotten good responses from departments and like they're excited to get out and meet students too. I really like interaction. So I think being able to facilitate this is one of my favorite things.
That is awesome. I agree with you. I just recently did a podcast about Big STEAM and they were just so happy to come and talk about their program. And I think, you know, a lot of times we put faculty and programs behind the doors, right? That
yep.
This is not the face. But now with our events, we're bringing that into the forefront. So students are seeing the instructors.
Yep.
Oh, this is the person I'd be taking the lessons from. This is the person that's going to be showing me, you know, how to do this for my career.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes a difference. I think you make that connection with that person and, you know, you feel more comfortable.
I think that's definitely a big point of it, too. Again, as you said, I'm a product of LCC. Anybody who's looking to go in the computer support technician area or any of the CIT programs out there, I'm like, oh, you're going to love them. I've actually seen one instructor today, Adam Richardson. He's a great guy and just a great instructor. And anytime a student tells me he has him, I'm like, you're going to love that guy. Like,
like
he's
awesome.
Just, yeah, he's very passionate about teaching. And I'm with most instructors that I've dealt with, they just have the student's best interests at their heart, you know, so they just want to make sure they can perform as best as they can when they leave their class.
Right, right. Yeah. And I, you know, you just hit upon something else too, is working here at LCC, but also being an alum of LCC, I am as well. And I think that gives us just a leg up, don't you?
I think so.
We know the experience.
Yep.
We, you know?
Students will ask me like, oh, how is Intro to Psych? And I'm like, oh, it's actually a pretty fun class. You know, like you get to learn a lot, but I always tell them too, I'm like, it's kind of a no answer is a wrong answer class because it's your interpretation of the material that we're going over. So I was like, as long as you're responding, you're going to probably do really well in that class. I was like, but you got to do the reading. You can't skip over all the stuff there.
Darn. Maybe you should be an instructor. Did you ever think of that?
I have thought about doing adjunct here, but it's just, you know, life has been life. And so hopefully one day, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be outstanding. I think it's helpful when people have had the backgrounds that we've had, and then you turn around and be the instructor. It just makes it so much more flavorful for the student to resonate and go, oh, yeah, you went through this. You did this.
Yep.
So this isn't anything new to you, you know?
It is not, and I still go through it. I'm actually in classes right now.
Oh, really?
Yep,
okay.
I have cloud computing and Microsoft Network Server.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you. You're just going to keep on learning.
That's all I go.
Yeah, hey, you know, and that's really what LCC is about. Too right, you know, you can just, even if you have the degree, you can just keep on learning,
because
that's kind of what you have to do. If you're not growing, you're probably dying. So
you know
so
what is that, the get busy living or get busy dying?
Right. That's very good. Okay, so we're having way too much fun here. Anything else about the program and career showcase that I didn't ask you that you kind of want to focus on, or anything that's jumping out that, hey, they're going to have a helicopter there this year? And they're not. I'm just...
No helicopters. So yeah, please. It would be awesome if we did, because we do have aviation maintenance. They're going to be out there.
Nice. Okay.
But honestly, my big part is just come out, have some fun, get to talk to departments. We'll have a few beverages and whatnot available for students to, or guests, anybody who's coming. But honestly, just come out, ask questions, have a good time, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to see you in the fall of 2026 as well.
And, you know, I always think, too, everybody's just here to help.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to ask whatever question. We're just here. We want to help you. We want to, you know, see you succeed. So, well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah.
And that's the Program and Career Showcase on Wednesday, March 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. at LCC's West Campus. All right. Thank you, everyone, and wishing you well. Thanks for joining us here on the Star Zone. For more information on this episode, visit lccconnect.org. You can also find a complete list of Lansing Community College events by visiting lcc.edu/calendar. Until next time, thanks for getting into the zone.